Here we go. You can put that away. Do a different binder. Absolutely. I mean, within expectations, certain things are going to build on. Like, we're going to see radicals show up a little bit again. We're going to see, you know, completing the square, things like that. I wouldn't throw away everything, but I would keep a copy of it. I'd keep it, you know, somewhere at home. Okay. Ellipses, day two. Now, just to give you a heads up, one of the things you're going to do while I'm gone is the hyperbole is day two. With every shape, we spend one day just plain old graphing it. And then the second day, we learn how to go, here we go, from the information to the equation. That is, knowing what the picture looks like, knowing something about the picture, maybe not every little bit, but knowing enough about the picture to come up with the actual equation. Okay. Now, before we actually get started, I want to assign one extra problem. Along with the book assignment, I'd like you to take that equation right there, x squared over 4 minus y squared over 9 equals 1. Please write it down carefully. And find 4 points that fit that equation. You may not use 2, 0, and negative 2, 0. I'm not going to tell you anything else. If you discover some points that you can't plug in, let me know what those points are. We're actually all going to get up and put our points on the graph tomorrow, because this is a hyperbola, and I want you to see what a hyperbola looks like by plotting points. You will never graph by plotting points shapes like ellipses, hyperbolas, parabolas anymore. You're going to use things you know about it. But for the beginning, what I want you just to see is how points fit into the equation and how they fit onto the graph.
So the difference between like the equation is just like the negative sign?
That's it. Yep. Yep. Okay. So, this is a... Did you not get it written down?
No, I did. Are the hyperbolas in the on the side?
No. We have... Nope. Look at the calendar.
I did.
And it's review tomorrow.
So it's just the circles.
Yes. Calendar. Avi,
okay,
you sure you want to ask this question?
Yes. Okay. On the internet, there's two review sheets. One says 4.1 and 10.1, and then one says 4.1, 10.1, and 10.3. Which one should we do?
Which one is the supplement?
No, but there's like four review sheets. There's like
4.1, oh, right.
And then the supplement.
4.1 to 10.3, because we put it all together in one. Do the first one. If you notice that it's chronological order,
yeah,
stay in the same chronological order. Stay in the same order.
Okay.
4.1, 10.1.
Okay.
If you notice, this is called 10.1 day two.
Yeah.
If you look back in your circles were 4.1.
Yeah.
So you do the review sheet that's 4.1 and 10.1.
Okay?
All right. Does everyone agree that to actually turn that into an equation that someone would graph, you'd need the center, you need A, and you'd need B, right? Okay, so the question becomes, does it change for a kickoff? I'm on the board, come on, stay with me. Does it change for a kickoff what I need to put into the equation? What changes with a kickoff? Where you put the numbers, good. What the numbers are isn't really gonna change, it's just where you put them. Okay, so, now I know some of you already have the slides, but let's see if we can really understand why I could give you the center this way. When we talked about graphing lines, I talked about how I could give you slope and how I could give you a point. Same thing with graphing circles, ellipses, hyperbolas, parabolas. I can give you information in one of many ways. I could give you the center by saying the center is. I could give you the major axis endpoints. Why would the major axis endpoints tell me anything about the center? Brandon?
In between.
Right in the middle. Now, so technically what do you have to use to find it?
Midpoint
formula. But math. But What actually can you just do to find it, Avi? You can count. If you're going halfway between 2 and 12, well, that's, anyone know?
Seven.
Because how many units between 2 and 12? Well, how many units between 2 and 12? 10. So halfway would only be 5 units. Counting works beautifully. If the major axis endpoints would give me the center, what else would give me the center? The minor axis endpoints. What else would give me the center? The foci. Because the beauty is the center of the entire shape. We talked about this. The sun is not the center of our universe. Some of you think you are the center of the universe. You're not. I am. The sun, oh, I've got to look up that word, because the sun is one of the foci, and there's another alternating spot that is the other, that's not another sun, though. You know there are no two suns, not two suns, okay? All right. A. Now let's imagine in your mind, close your eyes, imagine the ellipse. A information. How could I give you A? What does A tell me? The length of the major axis. I could actually give you the major axis endpoints. I could give you the length of the major axis. Major axis endpoints is, or length of the major axis is what? How?
Double the A.
Double the A, so I'd have to take half of it. Good. I could give you the major axis endpoints because that gives me the center and the length. Believe it or not, I could give you the foci and minor axis information. Foci and minor axis. Why would foci and minor axis give me information about A?
Because
Alex, I'm gonna give someone else.
You could just like plug that in. You would do the foci, you would square it, and then you would.
Because foci is information about what variable?
A minus B.
A squared minus B squared gives me C squared, and foci is C, and B minor, my favorite key, B. So C and B gives me A. You'd plug it in. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Now, by the same logic, it's really the same kind of information. I could give you the minor axis endpoints. I could give you the minor axis length. I could give you the foci and major axis information. These problems are not real hard. If you know what the picture looks like, if you've spent 5 minutes really studying, okay, major axis is long axis, minor axis is short axis, my equation is A squared minus B squared gives me C squared. You have all you need to come up with the equation. All right, so, and don't forget, you need to know whether it's a fumble or kickoff. Mistakes here are typically not, I don't know what I'm doing. Mistakes in this section are typically kind of shirking a little bit of the details, not really going that little extra bit and just drawing a sketch and making sure it's a fumble or a kickoff. I would really suggest that. And a longer vertical axis would be A. And so the bigger number would be underneath?
Y.
Because bigger under the Y direction. Good. Where is it? Yeah. And a longer horizontal axis is a
fumble,
which means the bigger number would be under? Good. There you go. All right. I am not going to help you with this one yet. I want you just to try it. Knowing the center is 1, 1, the focus is 1, 3, the vertex is 1, -9. Vertex, it was the other class I told this to. Okay, in the book calls the vertex the major axis endpoints. One of the things they don't do is ask you to write minor axis endpoints. I will look for minor axis endpoints, and if you don't put them on, it will be -2 minimum, perhaps -3. Because sometimes I take off 2 if they're wrong, so 3 if they're not there. Minor axis endpoints. Vertex is what the book calls a major axis endpoint. Okay? Oh, find the equation. Yep. A vertex, the book calls a vertex, that's a major axis endpoint. Cheat off the person next to you, but only cheat when they're ready. Big like 270? No. Do you agree with anybody around you?
It's two different.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, is check with people around you. You can check with April. You can check with Rachel. Check with... What do we know? I feel like we got a little bit of a question here. What orientation is it automatically? It's kickoff. Yeah, kickoff. Foci is above the center, which means there's your major axis. Okay. Now, the first thing I can automatically do, and this is a good habit to get into, is go x minus squared plus y minus squared equals 1. How come? Because... if you don't have that squared, guess what? It's a parabola. If you forget to write both of those, guess what? It's a line. And if you don't have the 1, then that's not even an equation. I will take off points if the squares are not there and if the 1 is not there. You must. It would be just like me writing an equation for a parabola for you to graph or for an ellipse, not writing the squared. Somebody goes through and says, well, you know what? It's technically an ellipse. And I said, no, I just forgot to write it. It really was supposed to be there, so you're wrong. Mm-mm. Everything has to be there. So automatically, I can go there. Avril?
Is it at all possible to get, a number in front of the...
Yes, but not in this one. And it shouldn't be, because if you have a 1/4 in the bottom, dividing by 1/4, that's how. Okay. Do you agree with me that if I have a 1/4 in the bottom, that's how you get a number in front? You shouldn't. You should always make sure you have the fraction in the denominator instead. Okay, what can I fill in there right away? Right away. 1/1. Yeah, 1/1 right there. Okay. Now, what does the focus tell me? That I have C is equal to 2, and it's a kickoff. What does that vertex tell me? That... 10 is equal to A, so A is equal to 10. So where should A go and as what? Under the Y as 100. Now watch this. What's C squared? Automatically, what should this number be right here then? 96. Remember, the difference is in the denominators of C squared. You see what I'm doing? This is where I tend to see people do too much work. They'll go... A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Oh, no, A squared minus, excuse me. They'll say 10 squared minus B squared equals 4. 100 minus B squared equals 4. 96 equals B squared. B equals 6 root 3. Whatever. Do I care what B equals?
I
just care what B squared is. You don't understand what I got what, Chrissy? How I got A?
No, I understand.
Well, that's what I'm going through over here. Invariably, someone's going to square root B and then square it wrong. And remember, all I want to know is what B squared is. And I like to get in the habit of saying, all right, the difference in the difference in the denominators has got to be 4. This has got to be the bigger one, because the bigger number is going under Y because it's a kickoff, which means that has to be 96. 100 minus 96 gives me 4. So we're looking for efficiency. All right, now, bless you. Try it again. This time, we're going to see if we can go a little quicker. Okay. Again, now notice what I did up on the board. All I did was I erased and used my same framework. X minus quantity squared plus Y minus quantity squared equals 1. Gives me a nice way to make sure I put everything in, yet I don't lose my squareds and my equals 1. What is the center?
6, 2,
which means the 6 goes here, the 2 goes here. Max, fumble or kickoff? Very good. So the bigger number goes? Good. All right. What is A equal to? What is A equal to? A is equal to 3. I agree with that, which means A squared is equal to. How did we get A?
The major.
I'm asking, did someone say how did we get A? Okay, if you're going from, did you get the center being 6, 2?
Yeah.
So from 6'2 to 3'2 is 3 units. So A is equal to 9.
No, A is equal to
3. I'm sorry, A is equal to 3. A squared is equal to 9. A squared is equal to 9. What is C equal to?
4.
C is equal to 2, which means C squared is equal to, which means this number should be, that's it. See how I give you the foci?
Yeah.
Isn't center to focus C?
Okay.
Center to focus is C.
So you get A by counting from the center to the MA.
Look at the drawing that you made last week. Endpoint of the major axis, center to enter is A, because 2A is all the way across. You could do it this way, and we'll say 2A is 6, which means A is equal to 3. 2C is equal to 4, which means C equals 2. Another way you could do it.
Would you ever ask us to graph equations?
Probably not. Typically what I do is I give you information and ask you to come up with the equation and then give you equations to complete the square and then graph them.
Okay.
Oh, don't do that.
There we go.
Okay. Now, as you're doing this, at the end of class, what I want you to do is ask yourself, do I know my ellipse information well? If you do not know the ellipse information well, you need to go back and spend 5 minutes really studying tonight the picture and the ellipse, what a major axis endpoint, what a minor axis endpoint is, and what a focus is. Does MA mean what?
Major.
No, it's little. Notice the capital M, capital A. I said would be major, little m, little a, it'll be minor. Well, look at where the minor axis endpoints are. Where does that mean the major axis endpoints would have to be? So if these are the major axis endpoints, is it?
Kickoff.
I don't know what you mean by really big. It's not 324. It's not a circle. Center 6'2", yes. No, it's a kickoff. Guys, if these are your major axis endpoints, these are the minor axis endpoints. Where are the major axis endpoints?
Up and down.
Up and down. So major axis endpoints are up and down. Imagine you are Lucy holding that football for Charlie Brown to come kick. Kickoff. No, B is not 9.
Yes.
B is 3. Right, and what's the equation?
Yeah, B squared, you got it.
What's the equation? But what's the equation is what I'm asking you. No, it is not. You have the equation. Yes. No. C squared equals A squared minus B squared. You told. It's not 0. No, you asked me if it was 18 squared. No, you didn't. You said, would it be 18 squared? We can listen to this tape. You said, would it be 18 squared? And I said, no, it would not be 18 squared.
Oh, so the two numbers are 18 and 9.
Where does the bigger number go?
The bigger number goes up
Under Y, that's it. Okay, now, good. Now listen, let me give you some hints about things that might have given you trouble here. Okay, C is equal to 3, not 6. I'm sorry, B is equal to 3, not 6. C is also equal to 3. Remember, though, we said the difference in the denominators should equal 9. But this is the lower number. Everyone's telling me it's a kickoff, bigger number under the Y. The smaller number goes under the X. So what minus 9 gives me 9? 18. Oh, kind of sneaky. Okay, I'm going to give you the first homework problem to try right now. What? I have another one in the PowerPoint?
No, there, you have that problem. X squared over 4 minus Y squared over 9 equals 1.
No. Oh, no, no, no. You need a calculator first. That.
Oh.
No, I want
a calculator for the homework.
Why?
That's
for that one.
Can you do it not?
I would like decimals.
Oh,
some of your numbers might should come out to be. You should. If you're coming up with 4 points. No, you need to know exactly, because what did I say we were going to do with them? We're going to plot them. You need decimals. Oh, what decimal? 3 significant digits is plenty. Even 2. You know, 28.21. Plenty.
So that's
this is number 25 on the homework. Try it.
You told us that this is the test that everyone did really well on.
I told you it was the test that everyone did really well on, but people also usually do really well on the one before this, the P's and Q's test. But you guys have also defied the odds, because every other test you guys have done better than most years. It was like bizarro algebra 3 trig. I don't know. I mean, if you prepare, you'll be fine. Avi,
yeah, right.
Stop playing with the pencil. Fix it later.
Find the equation.
Find the equation, yep. Believe the entire homework is, and it's a short homework, and it's just finding equations. I am not going to answer any questions until we get through all of them.
Wait.
Oh, wait, you're right. It looks like something's missing.
Yeah.
Oh, the major axis. Oh, no, sorry. The minor axis is 8. There's one more piece of information. Sorry. Minor axis is 8. Minor axis is 8. No, 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 no. B equals 4. 2B equals 8. Because what's the length? Okay, that's where you have to kind of go into that little, into your picture in your mind. What is the major axis, minor axis? Minor axis is 2B.
Yeah. So that means.
Mm-hmm. Fumble or kickoff?
Kickoff.
Did you draw a picture?
Fumble.
So where's the bigger number? So where does 16 go?
Y.
Under Y. And A, B is equal to 4. C is equal to... Is C also equal to 4? Yeah. So A squared. What's A squared?
32.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know what A equals because I'm not asking you to graph it. I'm simply asking you what A squared is equal to. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. If you were having trouble today, kind of recalling, you need to go back and study that drawing. 5 minutes tonight. I mean, 5 minutes with no TV on. 5 minutes not at the dinner table. 5 minutes. Before you do your homework, not after. Okay? For tomorrow, next assignment.